This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, top stories of the hour first. Narainpur Rural Municipality of Pakri declared restricted area as the coronavirus cases surge in district. Declaration to come into effect from 8 p.m. this evening. Nepalese entering home through Nepal-India border transit increasing. Local level urged all to adopt precaution following the increasing risk. Nepal's coronavirus tally reaches 603 with confirmation of 19 more new cases today. Nepali Congress suggests government to keep new budget under 1.4 trillion rupees and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reaches Jerusalem Court to answer bribery, fraud and breach of trust charges. Now news in detail. Narainpur Rural Municipality of Pakri District has been declared a restricted area effective from 8 p.m. this evening. Deputy Chief District Officer of Pakri, Dirgaraj Upadhyay, informed that the meeting of the District Security Committee decided to declare the area as restricted one for uncertain period of time as the coronavirus infection cases are increasing in the rural municipality. The committee also made a decision to deploy Nepal Army for its effective implementation. Upadhyay further said the meeting also decided to send a team of health professionals, including specialist doctors, in the area and to stop the vehicles and human mobility except essential vehicles, security forces and health workers. The risk is increasing in Narainpur area as the number of locals entering from India has not stopped. The total coronavirus cases in Narainpur have reached 114, while one died in quarantine facility. With 19 new cases of the coronavirus infections today, the total number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Nepal has reached 603. Speaking at the regular press brief today, Health and Population Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Vikas Devkota confirmed that 3 persons in Persa, 6 in Rupandehi, 3 in Kathmandu, and 1 person each in Kathmandu, Morung, Bara, Rautahat, Sarlai, Nuakot, and Gulmi have been confirmed to have been infected with COVID-19 today. With an infection cases in Nuakot today, the COVID-19 in Nepal has spread to 42 districts. Among those infected, 603 people, 524 are males and 79 are females. The Health Ministry spokesperson also said 17 people have returned home after recuperation from COVID-19 infection today. With this, 87 people in Nepal have recovered from COVID-19 infections, while 3 people have lost their lives. Informing about the number of tests, Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Devkota said 45,815 people have been tested with PCR and 90,026 people have been tested with RDT tests. He further added that within last 24 hours, 2,856 PCR tests and 3,791 RDT tests were carried out. Nepali Congress has suggested that the government should keep upcoming fiscal year budget under 1.4 trillion rupees. The special fiscal committee formed by Nepali Congress and led by former Finance Minister Dr. Ramcharan Mahat suggested estimating the unspent amount during this fiscal year and overdraft of the central bank. In the report submitted by former Finance Minister Dr. Mahat led committee, the government has been suggested to formulate the upcoming fiscal year budget considering the existing challenges and future needs. The report also suggests the need of prioritizing public expenses and adopting frugality and fiscal discipline. Likewise, the committee has urged the government to expedite the coronavirus test to cover at least 2 to 3% of national population and lead test ensuring safety of all the frontline fighters of pandemic, like medical practitioners and security personnel. The National Assembly session, originally scheduled for tomorrow, has been put off till Tuesday. The session has been rescheduled for 11 a.m. Tuesday as the Muslim community is celebrating Eid ul-Fitr festival tomorrow. Federal Parliament General Secretary Dr. Bharatraj Gautam informed about the postponement of the meeting through a public notice today. The meeting was rescheduled by National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina as per the decision of the National Assembly Business Advisory Committee meeting held at Singapore today. The Eid ul-Fitr is being observed tomorrow and government has announced a public holiday on the occasion. Similarly, the meeting decided to revise the Federal Parliament's logo and badge being used by National Assembly members in the aftermath of the publication of the updated political and administrative map of Nepal. The meeting also agreed to request the House of Representatives for ensuring uniformity in official logos of members in the both houses of the Parliament. Nepal Airlines Corporation is operating its fourth chartered flight tonight to fly home the stranded Japanese in Nepal. It is the fourth chartered flight of Nepal Airlines Corporation since the enforcement of nationwide lockdown. The flight of the national flag carrier has been chartered by the Japanese embassy in Kathmandu. According to the Tribhuvan International Airport General Manager Devendra Kesi, it is scheduled to take off at 9 p.m. tonight. The flight will also board some Nepalese passengers beside the Japanese nationals. The government has declared Monday a public holiday on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr, the festival of Muslim community. The Home Ministry has stated that the Cabinet had decided a public holiday for today, but since the moon was not visible from Nepal and South Asia on Saturday, it has been postponed for Monday. The statement released by the Ministry today reads, the public holiday was postponed from the 24th of May to 25th of May, as per the request to correct the holiday came from the Muslim Commission. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेन मा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Business Advisory Committee of the House of Representatives has decided to modify the official logo of Federal Parliament and badge of House of Representatives member in accordance with the updated map of Nepal. The committee meeting, chaired by House Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota and held at Singapore today, took a decision to bring the updated map in use. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has been directed to immediately implement the decision. Three houses in New Banasuri, ward number 10 of Kathmandu Metropolis, have been sealed off after police personnel living in one of the houses tested positive to coronavirus. Kathmandu Metropolis 10 ward member Rose Arial said the three houses behind Barossa Hospital have been sealed off and contact tracing has begun. However, the swab collection will take place 1 week after the tracing is completed. This has led to a sense of fear among locals as they await the result, as symptoms appear only in week after coming in contact with an infected person. The swab collection has been delayed. The police personnel was based at the Kalimati office of Nepal Police. The number of Nepalese who died of coronavirus in different countries across the globe has reached 117 as of Saturday evening. The Non-Resident Nepalese Association said 21 Nepalese died last week. Of them, 9 died in the UAE, 5 in Saudi Arabia, 2 each in the UK and Nepal, and 1 each in the USA, Qatar and Kuwait. Dr. Sanjeev Sapkota of the Non-Residents of Nepali Association Health Committee said the highest number of deaths of non-residential Nepalese has been recorded in the UK at 65, followed by 18 in the UAE and 16 in the US. 53% of the deaths are between 50 to 90 years old. A total of 12,821 non-residential Nepalese have been infected with the virus across the world so far. Of them, more than 4,000 have recovered from the coronavirus infection. The highest number of infection is in Qatar at 6,911, followed by 1,600 in the USA, 1,230 in the UK, and 1,364 in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, non-residential Nepalese General Secretary Dr. Hemraj Sharma said the Non-Residential Nepalese Association has provided relief support to more than 40,000 of its members in different countries. The fund set up by the Non-Residential Nepalese Association to support those affected by the COVID-19 pandemic has seen a collection of 80 million rupees so far. Nepali Ambassador to Israel Dr. Anjan Sakhe has been honored with the Ambassador of the Year Award 2019-20. She was honored by the Ambassadors Club of Israel. Dr. Sakhe is reportedly the first ambassador of an Asian country to be honored with the award. She was appointed ambassador to Israel in February 2019. During her term so far, Dr. Sakhe has been instrumental in promoting bilateral relations and trade between Israel and Nepal. At least 3,052 people have entered Nepal from Indian border along Kailali and Kanchanpur of far western province today alone. Armed Police Force SP Bir Singh Shahu said those who are trying to sneak into the country via different checkpoints have been brought to the country in coordinated manner with the help of the local officials. Likewise, 1,959 people entered Nepal yesterday from Gauripanta checkpoint in Kailali, leaving the border of India behind. On Friday, 378 people entered the country from Zulakhat checkpoint. Far Western Province Social Development Minister Krishna Raj Subedi said, although the province government has aim of bringing people after checking all at entrance, it has not been possible due to lack of necessary kits. Meantime, the suspension bridge at Chandani Dodhara has been locked after people sneaking into Nepal by this point increased significantly. The COVID-19 test lab at Gajendra Narayan Singh Hospital in Rajbiraj of Saptari is to be operational. After Province 2 Social Development Ministry sent a PCR test machine for Rajbiraj, the lab is coming into operation. Medical Superintendent Dr. Chumanlal Das confirmed the arrival of the PCR testing machine at the hospital. The new machine has capacity of testing 96 swab samples at once. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to go on a trial for corruption, the first time a serving leader will have done so in Israel's history. Mr. Netanyahu has been charged with bribery, fraud and breach of trust. Arriving at the Jerusalem courthouse, the 70-year-old rejected the charges again, saying they were aimed at toppling him in any way possible. It comes just a week after he was sworn back into the office as head of a rare national unity government. He has rejected calls by opponents to step down while he fights the case. The total number of people infected with coronavirus across the globe have crossed 5.4 million. As per the data collated by the data analyst Worldometer, the globally more than 344,000 people have lost their lives due to coronavirus. Meantime, 2.26 million people have returned home after recuperation from virus infection. The data also puts Brazil in the second position of having highest number of virus infections. Till now, the USA has more than 1.66 million confirmed cases of virus infections, while Brazil has more than 349,000 cases infections to come to the second position. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the eastern and western hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain along with thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Reed Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Narayanapur Rural Municipality of Baki declared restricted area after increasing number of coronavirus cases in the area. Declaration to come into effect from 8 p.m. this evening. Nepalese entering home through Nepal-India border transit increasing local level errors. All to adopt precaution following the increasing risk. Nepal's coronavirus tally reaches 603 with confirmation of 19 more new cases today. Nepali Congress suggests the government to keep new budget under 1.4 trillion rupees. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reaches Jerusalem court to answer bribery, fraud and breach of trust charges. That's the end of the news from Reed Nepal. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.onlinereednepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.